you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe. So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
What's up, everyone? Listen, I have to give a special shout out to our additional listeners that's not plugged into our promo. We have not forgotten about you. So I want to send a special shout out to the Philippines, Mexico, Norway, Jamaica, Netherlands, Nigeria, Bermuda, Mongolia, Trinidad and Tobago, Pakistan, Lebanon, Finland, Romania, Austria, Antigua, and Barbuda. Thank you so much for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk, and make sure you subscribe. Now let's get into this episode.
Hey, 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 I'm Tanisha, and you are tuning in to episode 1 of My Journey as a Realtor. February the 12th. 2022 was the best day of my life. Why? Because I passed the freaking real estate license test, the exam. I passed it. Listen, took me four times to pass that test. And I'm not afraid to say it, because don't even matter. I passed it. And once I saw the green letters on that computer screen, I cried. When I came out of the testing center, I was telling the proctor, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I passed. And I was just crying, and she was like, shh. And I was like, but I passed. Like, I wanted to tell her my story. And she was like, shh. I was like, oh well, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna share my story with other people who wanna listen. So, called my family and friends, told them I passed. I was super excited. So then I reached out to a few of my realtor friends because they knew I was working towards getting my license. And I finally was able to tell them I did it. So then one of my realtor friends was like, okay, what firm you choosing? I thought I knew, until I was thrown so many different firms and I got confused because I was like, okay, now I don't know. I thought I knew, but now I don't know. So one of my realtor friends was like, listen, realtor, never say realtor like I just did. Realtor friends was like, sorry, I had a flashback. One of my friends corrected me when I said realtor. They was like, don't ever let me hear you say it again. So, but anyway, before I get ahead of myself, I do want to say for those who are preparing to take their real estate test or want to pursue real estate, I will say definitely, if anything have not changed, familiarize yourself with agency, contracts, finance, license law. I think there's one more, but I can't remember that one. But I do know those for sure. So that's just to throw that out there. But anyway, back to my story. So my realtor friend was telling me, when you go, now since it's time to search for a firm home where you want to hang your license, it's all about the interviewing process now. And he was like, you want to make sure when it comes to interviews, it's not just about them interviewing you, but it's about you interviewing them. So you want to make sure the firm that you choose is going to be a good fit for you. Y'all going to be a good fit for each other, put it like that. So you want to make sure that you're asking all the right questions. Thank goodness that I have a friend that helped me come up with the questions so I can make the decision for myself. And when it comes to questions, you know, you want to make sure you ask about coachings, how you're going to get coached, how you're going to get your trainings, how you're going to get in contact with your broker in charge if you need help, if you decide to join a team, how would that look like when it comes to bonuses? I mean, not bonuses, but commissions. Will your team leader be able to assist you, or will you be left on your own? You know, it's good to, I'm not saying you have to ask those questions, but, you know, just to throw out some ideas, it's just good to ask those questions once you pass your test and you're looking for a place, a firm to hang your license. So it was overwhelming. It was definitely overwhelming after passing the test. And it's like, okay, this is next. Because you don't really think about those things. Once you finish school, it's like, okay, I'm about to join a firm. But you don't think about the process of joining a firm. And it's not just about just joining a firm. You want to make sure the firm that you choose is best for you. Like, yeah, I mean, you could leave a firm, but at the same time, why spend all that upfront money just choosing a firm when you can just find a, you know, take your time to choose a firm that's going to be a good fit for you. Unless you just don't care about wasting the money, or if you don't mind, or if you got money like that to just throw away, then cool. But, you know, knowing you're investing yourself, I feel like all of that matters. So, but yeah. But however, I really hate to leave y'all on cliffhangers, but I'm going to end it right here. This is episode 1, my journey as a realtor. Until next time, ciao for now.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is T-E-N-I-S-H-A, P with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.